Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are getting ready to talk to Zach Street, voice of the Saints. And again, a reminder, on Monday night, WWL is going to rebroadcast the Falcons game, the first time the Saints played in the Dome after Katrina, the Steve Gleason blocked punt, because ESPN is going to show that as well. So you'll be able to turn down the volume and turn up WWL just like it was football season as we all try to kind of get through this and stay at home and do what they tell us to do. It's not easy. I know a lot of us are getting tired of it. I am, but if we don't, it's going to continue to get worse. And if you want to look at it as a sentence, it's going to get even longer. Zach Streif joins us now. Good morning, Zach. How are you?
Doing well, Tommy. Good morning to you.
Tell me about what y'all did about for the hospitality workers, which I think was pretty cool at your place, Port Orleans.
Well, Tommy, what we're really doing, we're serving meals to service industry workers that are struggling, that need a little bit of help right now. The meals are going to be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for the foreseeable future. So anybody can come down and get something to eat, medical workers as well, really anybody time. We're not going to turn people away. But, you know, one of the things that's been interesting about this process is trying to find a way to help. And it's been especially interesting at the brewery where, you know, we're experiencing our own challenges and our own issues, you know, operating as a business. And so when we sat down and thought, you know, what can we do? That idea came up, and then it was a question of how do you fund it? And I said, I'll tell you what, let me send a text out to some friends and sent a big group text out to all the offensive linemen, current and former guys, all former Saints players, and said, here's what we want to do. You guys think you can help me out? And I had over $50,000 in about an hour.
Wow.
To put this on. And so then it's kind of spread into different position groups. And so one of the neat things is it's kind of merging my two worlds, you know, kind of my previous life and my current life. And, you know, all those guys came together quick. I think everybody wanted to find a way to help and just didn't know, you know, how to do it. And so that's what we ended up doing. So, you know, obviously we've got some money to run here with it for a little bit. And the other part of ours that I think is a little bit unique, because I know other people are doing this, which is great. And if people are listening and don't know about those, they can find those all over social media. I know Toops Meadery does it. I know Koshan is doing it Monday, Wednesday, Friday as well. Toops is 7 days a week right now. But we're also, rather than cooking the food ourselves, what we're doing is we're seeking out some of these pop-up, you know, restaurants and food trucks, people who don't have brick and mortars, or people who do have brick and mortars that have completely shut their doors down, that have no income coming in. And we're asking those people if they'd like to come and cook the meal, and then we're paying them to come and cook. And so, you know, for some of those people, it's a chance to make a little bit of money. And then also, you know, kind of help out their industry and their people. And so it's been good so far. Obviously, we've only done one day. Today's our second. But have really enjoyed the process. It's going well.
You know, Kevin Cassidy started this thing at on our website, which I think is phenomenal. It's open restaurants and businesses where if you are open, you can go and list your restaurant. Or if you're looking for something to eat, you can go and find places that are open. To get takeout in terms of your business, Zach, and look, everybody's the primary concern here, I understand, is human life and getting this behind us and going back to regular life. But in terms of a restaurant owner, can you talk about some of the challenges that you face for people that maybe don't understand why it's so tough on restaurants particularly?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, for one, I think there's a lot of people that are still afraid to leave their houses, right? I don't think every single person in every household in the city is saying, hey, where can we go get takeout? Because I think a lot of people have taken this very seriously. And so, you know, first of all, just the base of people available to eat out are lower. But the other big one is, you know, when you go to a restaurant and you sit down, you have a server, you have a bartender, you have somebody there, and, you know, their salaries in this country are based on, you know, tips that you leave. And so that part of it has completely disappeared. And so, you know, there's a tremendous amount of workers in the city whose income, but they said you can't go and sit down and eat at a restaurant anymore. And so, you know, I think those people have been hit really hard. And you know, for us at Port Orleans, you know, we're not, we have different licensing. It's kind of different because we're a manufacturer of a product. And so we got completely shut down. There was no food at Port Orleans allowed to be sold because, you know, our license is a little bit different. So, you know, completely shut us down from that side. So it's a huge challenge, and it's going to be something that I think even after people are allowed to start venturing back out, it's going to be a big problem for that industry. And it's an industry that is incredibly important to New Orleans. It really has kind of made up, you know, it's one of the largest, you know, characters of this city is that industry, and it's going to be decimated by this.
You know, I've been to your place a couple of times, and it is a great place. And I'm thinking about the people that I saw there working, and I guess they're out of work now, or have you found something for them to do?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of, you know, part of the interesting side of this is you want to, and we have tried to find things for them. We tried to find ways to kind of keep them employed, and yet, you know, they're with the increases in unemployment, it really has been better for them for the time being to be completely detached. And, you know, Tommy, I've kind of gotten a crash course in a lot of this stuff. You know, early on, it was like, well, what can we do? What can we do? What can we get to them? You know, how can we keep them working in some capacity? And then you find out very quickly, it's actually not even as good right now for us to find, you know, small things for them to be doing to try to provide some assistance. And so, yeah, I mean, most of them are out of work right now, and it is, it's heart-wrenching. It's hard to see and do, and these are people that, you know, I'm going to work with every day, and right, a lot of tough conversations, you know, being had there.
A lot of nice people, too, that worked there when I was there a couple of times. A great staff. We're going to take a break. We come back, we'll talk a little bit of football with Zach Streif. And again, free meals Monday, Wednesday, and again today. What are the times on that, Zach?
Right now they're 12 to 4. You can just go, just pull up. Everything's ready from 12 to 4 o'clock and come and grab your meal.
So and primarily. Oh, really? Primarily hospitality workers. You're not going to turn anybody away, but everybody play fair, I guess, what I'm trying to say. Hospitality workers and people that are out of work, Zach?
Yeah.
Primarily. Okay. Take a break. Come back. Talk about football. 7:51. We're talking to the voice of the Saints, Zach Streif. Fan. Right now it's time for traffic on WWL. 7:56 coming up on 8 o'clock here at WWL. Tommy Tucker along with Zach Streif, our friend, voice of the Saints, an owner of Port Orleans Brewing Company. You'll find that on Chapultepec. I guess it's the Irish Channel, huh, Zach?
Yeah, I think just kind of just outside of it. But yes, that's
but close enough.
The area. Yeah,
4124 Chop, and he's serving free meals. They are from noon until 4 today. And he'll do it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, funded by, I guess, football community would be a good way to put it, Zach?
Yeah, it's pretty much powered by former and current players and coaches. Coach Payton's in there, and those donations are still coming in. And there are some people that have donated online, but it is by and large, you know, being funded by former guys that have played with.
Let's talk about that. If somebody wants to get involved, donate online to help you continue to do this.
Yeah.
How do they do that?
PortOrleans.com. There's a link there to donate to this. And again, I think it's people have done that. We're not really pushing that super hard. I think there's a lot of places that people can go and give some help or assistance right now. And if, you know, this is the one that piques your interest, then please do. You know, it's hard to ask for anything from people right now.
I hear you. Tell me about the Saints. You've been following that, Voice of the Saints. Your opinions on free agency, draft coming up, et cetera?
Yeah, I think it's been a great offseason for them. There's a couple guys there I think I'm really excited. I think the Saints got better this offseason. You know, first of all, I think Emmanuel Sanders is the one that will excite the most people. Everyone's been looking for that, you know, second receiving threat for the New Orleans Saints. I think he's a perfect fit in this offense. So I think I'm really excited about that. And they were able to keep their offensive line intact, played outstanding last year as a group. And so it's great to have those guys all back. And really what they've done, I think, is given themselves a chance to go best player available again in the draft, which is what they always want to be doing. Added some great veteran leadership and Malcolm Jenkins on the back end of the defense. I think it's been good so far. And I'm sure it's certainly going to be interesting, very different for that staff to get the draft put together and for every team in the NFL. It'll be interesting to see what they do and how they handle these kind of new circumstances.
The year you were coming into the NFL before the draft, how would it have affected what happened to you? I'm just curious in terms of the process. How would, if this were going on when you were coming into the NFL?
Well, it wouldn't have affected me very much, Tommy, because I wasn't very good and nobody wanted to meet with me. But, I think that's a big thing for the Saints because they are so character-driven when they draft guys. And, you know, as much as you can, you know, you can have a phone call and you can talk to somebody on the phone or Skype now. There's a lot of technology, to allow guys to look at each other face-to-face. And yet it's different than having a guy in your building and walking him around and eating lunch with him and seeing him interact with people. And, you know, so I think that's the thing for me that is going to kind of be the toughest thing for the Saints, to replicate. I think they're really going to have to rely on the colleges these guys are coming from for character assessment. And it is a big part of what they do. And you've seen this offseason the amount of guys that have talked about, man, I came into this, this organization, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen camaraderie like that. I've never seen a locker room like that. And guys coming back, and saying, I wanted to be a part of it. That all comes from those guys, spending that time getting guys that have great character, and that's going to be tough for them.
Thank you, Zach. I appreciate your time. God bless you for what y'all are doing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.